What school does he go to?
Canisius College.
Okay. And what high school did he go to?
St. Joe's Collegiate. He had a fabulous time at St. Joe's. Okay. It was wonderful.
And before that?
Yeah. High middle.
High middle. So he's had public and private
yes.
education throughout yes. his life. Can you talk a little bit about how supportive or understanding that the schools were starting from his elementary years?
When he was really young, kindergarten and first grade, he had more muscle movement, and he was like the mayor. He would go around talking to everyone, having friends, he was popular. He's still handsome and beautiful, but, you know, you couldn't see the ravages of steroids or you couldn't of the disease. And then I watched as he grew older and could move less and less, how people left him behind, left him out. It was horrible. And I think part of, you know, when he was in fourth grade, I went to their end of year picnic, and my son was off in a corner. No one was near him. I don't know where his aide was. And everybody else was somewhere else. They just left him there. And it was like he wasn't even a part of life. So I was horrified at that. And, you know, I was trying to increase awareness about the disease. And when he went to Maple West, it got better. I had him repeat fourth grade, partly because he would shut down, because the teachers would think he doesn't know what he's doing, so he wouldn't perform. So he just would do nothing.
And then when you got to high school and...
High school changed a lot because they really integrated him. They saw that he was bright, and that definitely, I think, high middle helped too. High middle, they were more inclusive of Sunil. They wanted Sunil to be more a part of things. High school is where he really started to shine.
High school, they focused on his strengths, and what they did is they used those strengths to include him in his high school community. He was the announcer at football games, something he could do and something he could do very well. And that brought him into his St. Joe's community.
Yeah, he was the voice of the Marauders sports announcer for basketball games. He really had a good time there. The boys were taught at St. Joe's that we're all a family, that we are all, you know, we should all help each other, and we can all contribute. And that's what I really found. I was really touched, because I remember going to the mom's prom, and they included him. You know, they had all the boys around him. They included him.
And then when he went to Canisius?
Well, college is a different experience.
Yeah, I mean,
he's still trying to find his way. I think the students at Canisius have not been as warm and as welcoming. Although I'd say, you know, the administration, particularly Ann Dobies, has done everything she can to make him feel comfortable, to help him, you know. So I feel like there's a part that's wonderful at Canisius, but honestly, I think the students have not been that. And he's tried. He's went around during orientation and joined every single club and tried to do everything he could to be a part of things. But I think, you know, I think college is a difficult time. He's at the UB Glee Club, and he loves that. The UB students have been wonderful with him. And he's mm-hmm. you know, he's finding his way.
Anita, could you talk a little bit about maybe what you think is deciding factors on how others have treated him? Do you think it's age? Do you think it's you know, children versus adults? Do you think it's private versus public school?
What I see is sometimes when you're in a wheelchair, that sort of scares people off. I think they're not as open. They're afraid. It's very hard to approach, you know, and know what the right thing or what the right words are. Neera does a great job trying to include him. I think Sunil does too. But it's, and you know, and knowing that, like, you know, what his limitations are, people don't know, you know, treat him like everybody else. And I think that's the first thing you got to think of is how would I want to be treated rather than, oh, he's in a wheelchair, you know, which... I think people see that first before they see him.
And he really regrets that. He wants to be seen for who he is. I hope they don't remember me for who I have been or who I'm not, but instead for who I am and who I will be.
That's in the blurb that's in the book. Would you like to read that?
Okay.
The title of the poem is I Hope We Remember.
I hope we remember the rescue dogs digging through the rubble to save lives. I hope we remember the compassionate doctors tirelessly working to save lives. I hope we remember the ocean breeze, the sand on your feet, and what it feels like to be alive. I hope we remember the torn metal, the sigh of relief, knowing we are lucky to be alive. I hope we remember the wars they fought and the people that stand behind the scars. I hope we remember the people that are hurting and their concealed effort to put behind the scars. I hope they don't remember when someone hurt them. I hope they remember when someone helped them. I hope they don't remember the rejections. I hope they remember the excitement of being accepted. I hope they don't remember my intoxicated ramblings, but they remember my polished writings. I hope they don't remember the mistakes and wrongdoings, but they remember my actions of love. I hope they don't remember me for the tears and sorrow, but instead for the smiles and adventures. I hope they don't remember me for who I have been or who I am not, but instead for who I am and who I will be.